And that is an important point to keep in mind, because the network of Egyptian provinces in Asia, dependent on the loyalty of various Asian client kings, people in Syria and Palestine, to the pharaoh. And as that system broke down, as the pharaoh neglected it, the Hittite emperor emerged, particularly Supulilamis, as the alternative. And Supulilamis made that alternative real by smashing the Mitanni, the other great chariot army empire in northern Mesopotamia. He eliminated that rival. That was to have long-term consequences. He also humbled the peoples to the west in Asia Minor, Arzawa, the barbarians to the north, and began building what seems to be a professional army, an army based on mercenaries and chariot armies. His successors took that army and were even more successful as the Egyptians fell into internal political chaos, particularly his grandson, a man by the name of Muwatalis, who is the second great architect of the Hittite Empire, came to the throne about 1295 BC. With his reign, it is clear that the Hittites have taken over northern Syria, the northern provinces of the Egyptian Empire, have imposed their authority. And with Muwatalis, we see a full imperial system in place, probably the work of Supulilamis. For one, the Hittites laced their empire with highway systems. In this way, they were like the Romans. They had to impose control over a peninsula. They didn't have the use of the sea. They didn't have river systems that gave natural unity. The Hittites began the construction of military highways. Second, treaties. The client kings in the Hittite Empire were given very clear treaties of their military obligations. This included the people in the west, the people to the north, and the client kings that were taken over from the Egyptian Empire. And the Hittites, again, and I may be pushing the analogy a bit too much, were very much like the Romans. They're extremely legalistic, just as Hittite gods were. They spelled out obligations very clearly, and each client prince had to appear at Hattusha's each year, apparently, and show up with the required number of soldiers. And if there wasn't, do it over. Furthermore, the Hittites were also very aggressive imperialists. That is, they incorporated the religions of their opponents. They brought in the gods of their victims, particularly of the Hurrians and the peoples of Syria, incorporated the supernatural defenders. And above all, they began to establish cadet branches ruling in the cities of Syria. That is, younger sons of Supulilamis or Muwatalis or later Hattusilus III ruling as cadet representatives of the imperial family, particularly at the city of Carchemish. And that was a way of making sure royal power was resident in those rich cities. So these changes, these developments, gave the Hittite kings the ability to control Syria. It also gave them the institutions to field some very impressive armies. Muwatalis had to parry an effort by the Egyptian pharaohs to retake their Asian possessions, particularly King Ramses II, the greatest pharaoh of the 19th dynasty. Once he was in power, contested Hittite control. And this climaxed at a great battle, Kadesh, in the fifth year of Ramses, which is dated 1275 BC. And in that battle, both the pharaoh and the Hittite emperor fielded chariot armies of some 3,000 to 4,000 vehicles, infantry of 20,000 to 25,000 strong, huge professional armies backed up by siege trains, logistical systems. The battle was inconclusive. Actually, we have remarkably two versions of the battle. We have the Egyptian version, which is celebrated in Ramesses' wall release, where Ramesses, of course, very large, in a chariot, is shooting down Hittites falling into the Orontes River. We have the Hittite version, which is a bit more pedestrian, which indicates that the Hittite king lured the Egyptians into a bushwhack, surrounded the Egyptian chariot arm, and would have finished Ramesses off had not the Hittite infantry realized that there was an Egyptian camp to plunder. And since I mentioned that the Hittites got many of their allies from barbarians and vassal retainers and the like, and you know the pharaoh didn't rough it when he went on campaign, when they saw Ramesses' camp, I mean, payday, they all raced to the camp, did not support the chariots, and so Ramesses could break out and depict the victory of Kadesh. In reality, it was a draw. Strategically, it was a victory for the Hittites. The Egyptians never recovered those lost possessions, and later Ramesses, in year 21, which is approximately 1259 BC in our reckoning, was forced to sign a treaty with the then reigning king, a man named Hattusilus III, who is the brother of Muwatallis, the man who had won the Battle of Kadesh. That treaty is really a testimony to Hittite power.